everybody. Welcome back. I have a fellow ring girl with me today, Yay. Rex Chu. Thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on here. Like, oh my God.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to ask you about how you got started in cosplay and learn more about everything that you do.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so nervous, but I'm excited.
It's a good nervous, right?
Yeah. Nothing bad.
Right. I'm always nervous when I do this, if that's helpful.
Okay, I'm less nervous.
We can be nervous together. So you were at the anime IRL boxing match.
Yes.
As one of the ring girls as well. You were Tornado from One Punch Man, right?
Yes, I was Tatsumaki. Mm-hmm. It was an insane experience. It was my first time ever doing like a ring girl like type thing where I was like, okay, what am I going to do? So I just watched a bunch of like ring girl videos.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like mentally prepping. And then also like the extra like stress of picking who to do. Because mm-hmm. I know we were all kind of like, guys, are we doing a theme? Or like mm-hmm. what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, oh, maybe we should just do bunny girls because it's so easy and you could just do who you want, mm-hmm. wear them in like a really cute like bunny girl way. Like
yeah.
So Tatsumaki was one I landed on because
that was a perfect,
she's cute.
Perfect idea, I think. Because we were in there trying to be like, should we all cosplay from the same thing? Mm. Should we match somehow? And it was getting really complicated.
Yeah.
And you suggested bunny girls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone was kind of throwing ideas, which is like, oh, we could all do this. And I'm like, okay, hell yeah, I have those cosplays. But then like another person be like, I don't have those cosplays.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what's easy peasy lemon squeezy and mm-hmm. like get this shit done quickly? And that mm-hmm. is, okay, bunny suits. Because you could literally buy like a really cute bunny outfit and just like either make it your own or like literally there's like bunny girl versions of cosplays already online.
Right.
So I was like, okay, guys, we'll all be matching, but we'll all get to do what we want. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, and I was really glad. Everyone looked so good. And I was mm-hmm. like literally fangirling the entire time, just like seeing all these like beautiful women like in front of me up close. Mm-hmm. I'm like, life's good.
Same. I'm no better than a man. And I'm reminded of that all the time.
Anytime any of them or like any of you guys went up there, I was just screaming. I was mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm going to be the loudest one. So maybe they'll notice me and I'll get like fan service.
Yeah.
Which I did mean, later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. It was super fun. Everybody was super nice and everybody was beautiful and everybody crushed it. It was such a good time. Did you?
I had a really great time. Like, I was only sad I couldn't eat pizza because I was like in that corset. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, do I risk the corset and eat a slice of pizza mm-hmm. or do I just, you know, eat a few snacks, have a Red Bull here and there?
Yeah.
And I just ate a few snacks and had Red Bull because.
I did the pizza. I did it. I risked
was it. Good?
I risked it. It was good. It was. I think it was just good though because it was food in general.
Yeah.
Like after a while, I was like, I don't care what.
I mean, pizza's kind safe of pizza too. It's such a safe food. Mm-hmm. Like you get like cheese, bread, and meat if you like get the one with pepperoni. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm.
hitting all these food groups
it.
At once.
I'll tell Nick. I'll be like, hey, I missed the pizza. Can you hook me up with some, like,
you owe me one slice
You owe me
of
one
pizza,
slice
please.
Of Prince Street pizza, uh-huh. specifically the cheese one.
Right.
So.
Right.
You probably told me to, like, be like, no.
No. The guys are actually moving into this warehouse that we're all in right now tomorrow. So this is your opportunity to leave them a message.
Okay.
Before they're here.
Anime IRL, this is the Tatsumaki ring girl. I'm really sad because, you know, obviously we all did a really good job with the event and we all deserve a sweet treat. Mm-hmm. I sadly didn't get mine, which was a slice of Prince Street pizza. And I know they were the sponsor of the event. I could do a really good Prince Street pizza plug if you just give me a slice. That is all I ask. Thank you so much. Think
that was
work.
Beautiful. I think it will too. I think it will. I think there will be a pizza that shows up tomorrow.
Please. Fingers crossed, guys.
I'm gonna clip that specifically and send it to Nick.
Imagine. It's like, ugh. Brother, ugh.
No, I think he'd be like, all right, I got you.
Okay.
I believe in Nick.
Okay.
A gentleman.
anybody from anime IRL, specifically maybe Nick, because that's who I'm close to. Which is funny, because I literally met Nick at the Dandadan premiere.
Oh,
and that's,
yeah?
like, how... Because, again, like, after moving to LA, I haven't really, like, been leaving my apartment.
I get it. I get it.
I have three really cute cats, so it's, like, hard. And then, like, I have a lot of ideas. So, like, cosplay ideas will just pop up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do this right now, because I have nothing else to do.
Right.
So, like, starting to go to these events and, like, actually mingle with people... Mm-hmm. has been really helpful because I'm so introverted and I don't really like putting myself out there, which is funny because, like, I'm a cosplayer and a content creator. So it's like, why are you doing this if you don't really like to be on, like...
Yeah, you'd be surprised, though. I feel like we're all kind of like that. It's, like, our way to connect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's... You figure out ways to, like, kind of, like, trick your brain into thinking, like, it's fine. It's okay. Just calm down. Everyone's here. Like, it's just a vibe, which is, again, like, the ring girl thing. Like, oh, my God. The nerves were over here.
Same,
I was not calm and collected. But, like, talking to you guys and, like, all of us sitting together and just, like, chilling, I was like, okay, it'll be good. It'll
yeah,
be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing to be too nervous about. There's, like, a big scary camera moving around. But, like,
right.
other than that, we're good.
right. Yeah. It was scary knowing that it was live and that you could be on camera at any time. Like, really? I was trying not to slouch. I was, like, trying to be, like...
Oh, I was slouching.
So was I. I caught myself all the time.
Which is funny. Like, I'm literally the only person that could slouch in a corset. I will still find a way to just, like, gamer back it. Just, like...
No. I understand. I'm with you. I can't untrip myself as no matter how hard I try, I will always figure out a way.
Yeah.
It's comfortable. I don't know.
Yeah, default. It is.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're always just like, it's bad for you. It's going to stunt your growth. But brother, I'm already 5 feet tall. Like, honestly, I have gotten the short end of the stick in life already.
Literally.
If I just slouch, it's comfortable for me. And it's not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll have bad posture. But at the end of the day, everyone technically has bad posture. Unless, that's, like, true. You're crazy and you, like, have, like, amazing posture. Yeah. Like this all the time.
I feel like Nick has amazing posture.
Okay, but Nick is, like, a freak of nature.
Yeah, I know.
Like, this
He's
dude
the
is
only
just...
person I can think of off the top of my head,
yeah,
though.
Like, not in a bad way, by the
no,
way.
No. But he stands up very straight.
He's, like, a very, like, how do I say it? I don't know. Just, like... He, like, does things, and, like, the way he even talks and speaks, it's very, like, content creator, just, like...
Yeah.
When I met him for the first time, I was like, this is a content creator.
Yeah.
Even, like, the way he speaks, the tone, just the way, like, he even presents himself.
Yeah.
And it's not in a bad way. It's
No.
This is a professional. This guy, like...
Mm-hmm.
He's brilliant.
On it. Yeah. Yeah. And it's also... I mean, I haven't spent enough time with him to say for sure, but from what I've experienced, he's always the exact same way as he is in all of the videos.
Yeah.
Even when no one's recording, he's still, like, on and loud and expressive in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I even realized, too, is, like, after I, like, met him, I, like, immediately, obviously, when I, like, follow people, I like to stalk their pages.
And,
not in, like, a bad way. It's just, like, I want to get to see, like, what this person's about, the vibes, just, like, get a good idea. So next time I meet them, I'm like... Yeah, like, I know what kind of content you do. It's not, like, weird or, like, oh, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just, like, a little effort to get to know somebody.
Yeah, of course.
And obviously not push your boundaries because it's also, like, this is all stuff that's public online. So you're not, like, just prying into things. Like, hey, what's your mom's name? What's your dad's name? Where do you live exactly?
What,
like, what's your IP address?
What did you grow up on? What's your mother's maiden name?
Yeah. Like... I don't know, but yeah, when I met him, it was definitely like, okay, like, this guy's the same.
Yeah.
I've never seen that really. Like, every time I've talked to people, it's like, they're the opposite of how they are online.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Nick is just like, so him.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. I
agree. And he has like such a good, strong fan, like, base and following that I'm like, yeah, if you ever meet Nick in person, dude's the same.
He's just the same guy.
Just the same.
Yeah. Just a guy.
He's just a dude.
He's just a guy. Well, you came here from Texas, you said.
Yes.
When did you move to California?
November of last year. So
Wow.
It's still pretty recent. I'm originally from California.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was born in Palm Springs, but, like, raised in the Bay Area. So, like, San Francisco, Hayward. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Texas when I was like 16-ish mm-hmm. and been there since I was 16, 24 now. So yeah, I can't do the math from the top of my head, but if you can do the math, you know.
Like, a solid amount of time.
Yeah, it's a solid amount of years.
Yeah.
But decided to move to LA because I missed like my home state. Mm-hmm. Living in Texas was not that bad, but God damn, like 2024 was like honestly like one of the worst years of my life.
Really?
I went through so many changes and mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people have also noticed that where it was like I'd moved out of my parents' house and then I'd left like a certain town to like – so I don't really live there anymore, but I lived in Dallas and then mm-hmm. I moved to Houston for like a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Houston was the worst. Really? Weather-wise, like just a general vibes, I feel like – I met a lot of people who weren't good.
Mm.
And I realized, like, growing up, I was really sheltered. So when I moved out and I didn't live with my parents anymore,
mm-hmm.
it was, like, people aren't as nice as, like, I assumed they would be.
Yeah.
Because I only knew them through, like, being mutuals mm-hmm. or seeing them at a con for, like, the day. Because my mom and dad were pretty strict with mm-hmm. me. So it's like, you go to a con for work to go film content, come back home. That
mm-hmm.
is it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm at a hotel for, like, if I'm doing, like, a guesting spot or I'm there, like, doing content for, like, a company, they'll be like, go back to the hotel right after. Like, no after parties, no getting to know people.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. I was like, oh, like, maybe my mom and dad are right. Like, maybe it's just not fun. Maybe it's not the vibes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Everyone I know is so nice. Everybody's so sweet.
Yeah.
And then it hits you in the face that, like, oh.
Not
a lot of them are.
Got your best interest in mind, for sure, yeah.
And it was harder, too, because I had left my parents' house when I was 23. So mm-hmm. I was very much like a goody-two-shoes. I had never done anything.
Really?
I haven't had, like, a lick of alcohol. I haven't had anything.
Wow. Uh-huh.
For that amount of time.
Uh-huh.
So it was so weird. And, like, I was just kind of like, okay, well, this is my life now.
Uh-huh.
I have freedom. I can do what I want. Let's meet people. Let's get to know people. I've been friends with these people for so long and mutuals. Like, I want to actually, like, get to hang out with them now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, amazing people. Sweet. And, like, I had a friend who I've literally known since, like, 2020. So when I started doing content.
Mm-hmm.
And she honestly was, like, the best person I've ever met in my life. And I was really grateful I was given the opportunity to get to know them more,
mm-hmm.
see her, hang out with her. And then the sad part was like me moving because she lived in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved to LA, I was like,
oh,
the only uh-huh. good part. and again, even that, like I had driven from Houston to Dallas, then Dallas to LA. In my 2016 Honda.
Wow.
With my cat. So, three-day road trip.
That's wild. I flew from Florida. I didn't want to drive.
I had a very tiny U-Haul attached to my car, too.
Because
I, like, streamed. I did gaming and stuff. And, like, at the time, too, I didn't really, like, have a good source of income to really afford to, like, fly or, like, get my shit, like, flown out over to LA and like mm-hmm. call it a day.
Mm-hmm,
so I was
mm-hmm.
like, okay, guys, don't worry. I'm gonna mentally prep for this U-Haul trip to LA. And honestly, not that bad.
Yeah.
Only bad part was got stuck at a dead end because we were in Texas, okay, 10 hours driving in Texas alone the entire time. Freak thunderstorm. Freak storm.
No.
And imagine, like, I couldn't see. The roads are barely visible.
Uh-huh.
And I'm having a panic attack.
Yeah, I would be too,
my
honestly.
My cat, chill, by the way. Chill as fuck.
Really?
He did not care. He was here for the vibes.
That's crazy.
Low-key.
He knew you were freaking out. He was like, I gotta be strong.
I gotta lock in, fam. Like, I can't. Like, one of us is crashing out. The other one has to lock
in. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Only one of us at a time.
Yeah. So, I didn't see that I'd taken a wrong turn
oh.
and got stuck. And, like, it was literally so funny. It was, like, Resident Evil vibes because it was foggy and rainy and thundering and lightning.
Oh.
And when the lightning strikes, you just see the dead end sign.
No!
My car is, like…
Like a movie.
No, literally like a horror movie. My car is, like,
no.
right here and the dead end sign's right here. And I have a U-Haul attached. So imagine, and there's a hill on each side. So I couldn't reverse because the U-Haul, when you reverse, starts to go like this.
What did you do?
Some poor innocent soul was like driving the same way and didn't realize that it was a dead end.
And also got stuck?
Yeah. No, they didn't also get, because they could easily
Oh, they could just turn around.
So I was just like,
you had too much stuff.
Hey, can you help?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is the only thing
you can
do. Could
have been an axe murderer, but hey, I'm alive.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
The car's out, so.
You know what? We rolled high enough.
Yeah.
Nothing bad happened.
It's all fine. We're alive. Definitely a core memory.
How did they help? Were they able to like.
Yeah, they were able to just like make a 20-point turn.
Oh.
And, like try to maneuver the U-Haul better than I could ever.
Yeah.
Just. Get it out, like rotated me around and it's like, okay, you can go now.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm
really
glad you got here safe.
I'm just a girl moment.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
I've never driven a car with a U-Haul before. I'm just a girl. I'm really sorry.
I'm just a girl.
That was really what I pulled.
Yeah.
It's like, please sir. Like, I'm literally having a panic attack. Like, I mean, have anxiety. Like, I can't do this. Can you please help me? It's like, ugh. Okay, brother.
I guess.
Whatever.
Well, thanks to him, wherever he is. Hope he's
I'm
having a
now,
good day.
Yeah. I hope that gentleman's having a good day.
Yeah.
A good night. Yeah. Whatever.
Hope his pillow's cold. Hope his USB gets plugged in the right
way.
Yeah,
yeah. I hope he gets that promotion at work.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Good karma.
Yeah.
Good karma. Wow, that's crazy. So you haven't even been here a year yet.
Mm-mm. This is also, like, my first time living alone, like, because when I lived in Texas, I had a roommate, and that was, like, a whole experience as well, and then I realized, like, okay, I think I'm better off without a roommate, because I also need a lot of space, because I have 3 cats.
Yeah. And cosplay is a lot of room and time. And
God, you don't understand. I literally, like, most of my storage was cosplays and wigs.
Yeah, so was mine. When I moved here, I threw away so many things and sold so many things and still filled up like a whole U-Haul, like a medium to large sized U-Haul of like
cosplays.
Cosplay and like little pieces of furniture here and there, but mostly cosplay stuff.
I had no furniture too, which was crazy. Like that entire U-Haul was stuffed animals and gaming chair and then cosplays, wigs, and props.
Yeah. I brought my gaming chair and my standing desk.
Hell yeah.
And like 2 other little things, I feel like.
Yeah, my U-Haul was very random. And I feel like me unpacking, like I did hire movers to help me like move all my stuff in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell by their faces. They could just like.
Like, what is this? Where does
like,
it go?
Like 4 or 5 trash bags like full of like plushed animals, like plushies. Like Hello Kitty, because like I love Sanrio, but Ketops is my favorite. I named my
Which
cat Ketopi. He's like a little green frog.
Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm. And Ketopi needs more merch. Sanrio, if you're watching this, please make more merch of him, because I even went to Puro Land in Tokyo and found no merch.
Really?
But I think I have a lot of Ketopi stuff in general. Like I will search through Mercari, Depop, OfferUp, and Facebook Marketplace. And yeah, these poor guys like saw like these trash bags full of just specifically Ketopi plushies.
Did they say anything to you?
They're like, you must really like this character. I was like,
no.
Yeah. Yeah,
fine,
yeah.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm not like obsessed with this character at all. Like, I definitely did not name my cat Ketopi. Like,
Don't worry. No. Everything's fine.
Very at least, like, I'm not like a Hello Kitty girl. Nothing wrong with Hello Kitty girls. I just feel like Ketopi girls are so rare. And now I've also been getting fucked over by Sanrio, where like Ketopi's colors is green. But now they've given green to Pochaco. So I'll go to the Sanrio store, I'll see something green, I'll be like, oh my god, it's Ketops.
Yeah.
Pulls it out, fuck ass dog. Fuck ass dog named Pochaco.
Oh no. Damn.
I have beef with Pochaco now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
It's okay.
I hope you get more merch in the future.
Thank you. Sanrio Pearland had a little bit. But that was it. Like, it was, like, probably only, like, $100 worth of, like, Ketop stuff. Which is honestly a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, in Japan. Because I went in March. So, the I guess, like, rate, like, the difference, like, the yen was down. Mm-hmm. So, low-key, I got, like, a really good deal on all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I did fill up quite a bit in my luggage.
Did you have to buy a new suitcase when you were leaving? I do every single time I go to Japan without fail.
I had to keep that in mind. I was like, okay. Went during, like, obviously, like, cold time, too. It was, like, snowing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I knew I also needed to buy coats and boots. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, fuck it. New suitcase, guys.
Yeah. You got it sometimes. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, Japan Airlines was pretty nice about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
At least, like, it. Tax write-off. Tax write-off, guys.
Exactly. I say that way too much.
That's why I make content everywhere I go, baby.
Yeah. Same. 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 It helps, too, when all of your friends do stuff as well, like, are all content creators, because mm-hmm. if you plan things and you talk about, like, future stuff,
yeah,
it's kind of a business meeting.
No, it is. It's like, okay, chat, like, are we gonna book that trip to Thailand soon? Are we going all mm-hmm. together for content,
mm-hmm.
not for vacation?
Yes.
Yeah.
For work, for business.
For work. It's a mm-hmm. business thing.
Right.
We are going specifically just to make content, and yeah. we are here to work.
Right.
Nothing else.
My CPA is somewhere quaking right now. He's like, why is my ear itch?
Like, are you sure I should write this off on your taxes? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And before we both get audited by the IRS.
We do not commit maybe tax fraud. don't worry. This is all for entertainment purposes that we are saying this.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes. Allegedly. So.
Exactly.
It's okay.
So what I want to do, like a where your nerdiness sort of started, it's my favorite question to ask people, like, did you watch a movie or, like, play a game when you were younger that, like, started you in, like, being into nerdy things, pop culture things?
Definitely. My dad was super into, like, video games,
mm-hmm.
and, like, his sister was into anime. So growing up, my aunt would show me, like, my first, like, anime I ever watched was, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Digimon, mm-hmm. and, like, obviously Pokemon and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was obsessed with it because I'm Palestinian, so this was, like, in the Middle East. Like, we were in Jordan, and, like, I would go to, like, the little, like, we call it dukkan in Arabic, but it's, like, mm-hmm. a little tiny market, like a really small one, and they would sell these, like, very, like, they were knockoff Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Uh-huh.
But I would spend all my money getting Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Uh-huh.
And she would teach me how to play.
Uh-huh.
So literally, when you were cosplaying Dark Magician Girl, I was just, like, fangirling, because I was like, literally, I die for Yu-Gi-Oh. I just love the game. I love the series. And I even had, like, Yu-Gi's, like, replica, like, necklace, and that was, like, my prized possession growing up, and mm-hmm. then my younger cousins broke it, and I was really sad.
No.
And then my dad was, like, super into gaming,
mm-hmm.
so it was, like, horror games were, like, his go-to, so I was raised on, like, Resident Evil, Silent Hill. Uh-huh. I was raised, like, also playing, like, adventure games like Tomb Raider and Uncharted and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then random, like, games like Twisted Metal and stuff, but... Mm-hmm. I got, like, the best of both worlds from both of, like, my dad and, like, my aunt. And that's what really got me into it. And, like, I'm still into horror games. Like, that is horror franchises, like, horror movies, horror games, horror short series, anything. Mm-hmm. I will eat it up mm-hmm. immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank my dad for it.
Yeah.
But even now, like, I get really sad because my dad's getting older. So he's like, oh, turn that down. I don't like this anymore. And I'm like, oh, Vava. Like, and now, like, I'm passing the torch down to my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So now all they do is, like, play Valorant, and, like, they, like, use my account because I have all the skins, and I bought the arcane bundles, like, mm-hmm. both of them. So my younger brother is always just like, I'm going to use your account because you have skins, just to maybe show off to, like, a girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Sure.
Yeah. And, like, again, he also, like, they both really like anime too, and, like, it's been just a joy, like, to see, like, my brothers get into it because of me now.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of see, like, oh, like, I wonder if this is how my dad felt, like, when I was first getting really into gaming, because, mm-hmm. yeah, he really wanted someone to play FIFA with, and, like, two-player games, and, like, play Silent Hill and Resident Evil with.
That's crazy. So did you do any of the Twisted Metal stuff at San Diego Comic-Con?
I wanted to, but the lines were too long.
I missed the sign up, and the same thing happened to me where I finally got some time and I went to go look and it had just ended.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
No, and my friends were like, oh, like, it's okay, like, next time. And I'm like, what next time?
What next time?
What next time?
It's not going to be here
and
next year.
And it was so exciting to see that because I was like, I grew up playing Twisted Metal. So it's so cool that, like, nowadays they're, like, bringing back a lot of, like, really old games and just, like, either reprising them as, like, a show or a movie or even just re-releasing the game, like, like Lollipop Chainsaw. So I'm excited for, like, what's coming. And then Silent Hill F as well, where, like, that's getting released soon. And I'm just like, oh, yes, yes, yes.
Right. You know? Yeah, I agree. I love Resident Evil. I'm obsessed with Resident Evil as a franchise.
I love Resident Evil so much.
So I get it.
Hey, if you ever want to do Resident Evil cosplays, let me know.
We're planning. We're making a list.
Yes.
We're doing Goth Dan to Dan. And Resident Evil. I'm down. I have Fem Leon. I have all the daughters and Lady
Me
D.
Too.
Yeah.
I have all the Dimitrescu sisters because I just have all the wigs in the same dress.
Yes, yeah, same.
And then I have Ashley, and then I have Ada Wong as well, and then I have Jill Valentine.
I have Jill.
So I really want to cosplay Claire, but I want to get like a genuine leather jacket that's just like hers, because I saw one at a con before and I missed it because it was like first come, first serve, and they only made 10 and they had sold them at the convention. And by the time I was done like with my booth and I was like, okay, finally, time off, I can go. Sold out.
They were gone. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's like, please tell me you're going to bring it back.
And like, I know
let
you
know. They give me their card and then I keep checking the site and it's not there. And I'm
it's
like, okay.
It's not there. No.
Been lied to.
Damn. That sucks. I'm manifesting your Claire jacket for you.
If anything, like, I'll just, like, make it myself. But I really wanted, like, a one-to-one, like, freaking replica of Claire's jacket. Because I really like her as a character. People hate on her.
I know.
Because they're like, oh, like, I love playing Kennedy's route. Anyways, like, Leon's, like, he's so much better. I'm like, haters. Freaking, you hate females, huh?
Yeah.
You hate women?
Just say
is
you
that,
hate
is
women.
Is that what it is? You just hate women?
Just say it.
Yeah. Even though Leon is baby girl.
I know Leon's baby girl.
Don't check what mods I have.
I know, I love Leon so much. But yeah, I'm down. I'm always down.
Yeah,
to
I know.
Resident
oh,
Evil.
Speaking of, yeah, Resident Evil, I have the Dimitrescu sisters like tattoo
the
on
tattoo.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it looks
that's
so
how you
good.
Know I'm like a real fan.
Yeah.
It was not painful at all though, so it's
really?
Just surprising. Yeah.
And the stomach?
Mm-mm, not painful. This one either. This one was not painful.
Really?
Nope.
I would
the
have
hips were also not painful.
That the sternum area was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think it literally did not hurt at all. Like, I feel like maybe because of the but like honestly it felt ticklish more than anything. Same with this one. I was giggling too much. That was my issue.
Really? That's crazy.
She's like, stop moving.
I want to talk about your tattoos now that you've brought it up. They're for our audience listening on Spotify that can't see the video. Take us through like a little mini tattoo tour, if you will.
Okay, tattoo tour. Yay. So I got my first tattoos literally last year, right after I'd moved
really?
Out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was finally able to like get tattoos.
Be free, yeah.
So I got these three done and they're fine line tattoos. So they honestly didn't hurt because I was really scared that it was going to be painful because I've only, like, my dad has tattoos, my aunts and uncles, they all have tattoos. And my dad has always said, like, oh, they're so painful.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, what's the least painful tattoo you can get? And that's when I found out about the beautiful art of fine line. So I drew up this calcifer. And it is so cute. I wanted to do calcifer on the log, but I really wanted like a little candlestick. And I was also too lazy to draw like a candelabra. So I just drew like a melting candlestick with a little calcifer and a few like little
cute.
Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is the four eyes from Oyasumi Punpun.
Okay.
Which is Goodnight Punpun. It's a manga. It's super good. But if you're like in a bad place mentally, I would not read it.
Okay.
Very dark.
Okay.
Very depressing.
Really?
But it really like dives deep into a lot of issues surrounding like you know, like growing up in like a broken home as a child and just how that traumatizes a kid. And yeah, like this is one of the second to last phases mm-hmm. of this character because he's illustrated as a cute little bird. Mm-hmm. So when he's growing up, he's this cute little innocent baby bird. Like literally like you were like, oh, he's such an angel. He's a baby. Mm-hmm. And then he slowly starts transforming. And then you start to see like how it really like, yeah, it changes a person, like going mm-hmm. through trauma. And I really like resonated deeply with Poon Poon. So I wanted to like commemorate that in a tattoo. So I thought this was perfect. Mm-hmm. And then Heavenly Spear from JJK.
Oh,
I'm a Toji Fushiguro, like literally stan. Uh-huh. Like they just released a new figure with the worm of Toji's like on his back, but it's like, it's a spicy figure and it's kind of crazy. So yeah, I didn't want to get him. So I got his weapon. I got his sword.
Nice.
Not because I'm a simp. He's a cool character. He might not be a good dad, but
if bad, why hot?
Yeah. Like,
you know,
exactly. He may have committed murder, but like
if evil,
we
why
all
hot?
Make mistakes. just kidding. Don't take that. but yeah, back to tattoos. Then I got three more from the same artist. Mm-hmm. And I got Le Petit Prince, which is a book series I grew up like reading when I was younger. Mm-hmm. It's like The Little Prince. It's like a little French book series. They had, like, it was in my local library growing up, and then I literally picked it up and I made my mom read it to me when I was younger. Bless you.
Keep going. No, talking about allergies before. Oh my God.
Me too, girl. Don't worry about it. I have Zyrtec if you need it. So, but yeah, Le Petit Prince, Nana. I literally love Nana to death. Such a good series. When are we getting updates? That's my question. But if she has time, I'm just saying, if I has time to draw up stuff for Uniqlo, she can draw up a few more chapters of Nana. But this was a matching tattoo with the roommate that I lived with. We have like the little red string of fate tying the little glass. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like very reminiscent to like how both Nana and Hachi's like routes. It's just the red string of fate mm-hmm. being on that train. So
cute.
Got that done. A bow. This is another fine line tattoo. And I also gotten this from the same artist. So those six were my first tattoos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then now we have Glep. I love Smiling Friends. A lot of people warned me not to get this tatted because they were like, oh, you're not going to like this anymore in like a week.
Uh-huh. When was that? When you first moved here?
Yep. Okay. So I got this almost baby in December.
Ago. Mm-hmm.
So it's been months.
And you're still going yeah. strong?
And I still love it.
Mm-hmm.
And San Diego Comic-Con fueled that even more. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, if you always wanted that tattoo, get it. Because I love Glep. And I resonate with this character a lot. Because literally all he does is go, and that's it.
That's it.
And that's it. And he's speaking like literally truth. And I'm like, I felt that.
What is Smiling Friends for people who don't know?
Oh, Smiling Friends is this very unhinged show on Adult Swim. And it's basically like you see into the lives of Pim and Charlie, who work for a company called Smiling Friends, and mm-hmm. their job is to make people smile.
Okay.
So there's like a bunch of different characters. There's Alan, who is like this nonchalant dude who is super tall, and he talks like squillium fancy. So he goes, I don't want to be here anymore. Like that's how he talks.
Uh-huh.
Very, very cool, very nonchalant dude. Then you have Glep, who is this tiny little green guy who all he does is just like on the beanbag, on his iPad. He's like a little iPad kid, except he's like over like 3,000 years old. But cool mm-hmm. character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Boss. And he's the boss. And he like tells him what to do. Very cool show. Very cool characters. Very unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the creators did a really like good job like making these episodes so intriguing. And mm-hmm. like, again, I have ADHD. I struggle a lot with that. And they really like capture your attention every second. Gotcha. It's like, okay, I'm not like on my phone. I'm like actually watching the show.
In.
Locked in. Because it's like the fucking like jingle, jingle, jingle.
Jingle, jingle.
It's like, oh, it's yeah. your favorite. Five Nights at Freddy's. Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it a comedy?
Yeah, okay. it's a comedy. It's kind of like, it's an adult animation. So mm-hmm. obviously like if you have kids, don't let them watch the series.
Right.
But It's super funny. And I think the creators, they started out as YouTubers.
Oh.
And they would do, like, Minecraft videos.
I see. And oh, then, that's cool.
Yeah. And now, like, they have a show with Adult Swim.
Wow.
That's, like,
that's doing awesome. Really good. Have you heard that Expedition 33, the game that's really popular right now?
Yes, I love Expedition 33.
Really?
Oh, my God.
My favorite fun fact, I keep telling people about it, is that they hired their musician off of 4chan.
Really?
And their artist off of Fiverr. Like, they were finding people.
Hell yeah. And I love that.
On the internet.
That's really cool, too. It's, like, giving people, like, an opportunity to, like, work on something. And it's, like, you don't really get that a lot with, like, big corporations. Like, nothing wrong with the big corporations. Obviously, people get their jobs and they work. But mm-hmm. it's just so cool to see just, like, you know, you could potentially work on this game if, like, you're just putting yourself out there. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, I found this dude on 4chan and now he's making amazing music.
He might
for, like,
make game of the year.
Literally.
Music. Yeah.
Like, soundtrack for Expedition 33 is insane.
It's crazy.
So I'm, like,
so good.
Happy to hear that, like, it was just some dude on 4chan making, like, beats or something. Like,
it was either SoundCloud or 4chan, but I think it was 4chan.
No, that would have been insane. And
I
then
know.
Same with, like, obviously getting the artist off of Fiverr. Because
mm-hmm.
I love Fiverr. I'm not going to lie. I feel like you could find so many cool people just on there. Like,
mm-hmm.
and honestly, again, if you're a artist of any kind, I feel like just even putting yourself out on these, like, platforms, you might be like, oh, I'm not going to, like, it's not, like, what I see myself doing. But you don't know when that opens, like, a door
right.
to something bigger.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah. Exactly. That's why I always appreciate hearing stuff like that. I'm like, okay, now, like, I love the game even more.
Yeah.
Than I already
same,
did.
Same. It made me want to play it, like, immediately when
hell
I found
yeah.
out.
Hell yeah. But I think back to tattoos, though. So I'm going to speed run it. Sylveon from Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Tallene is a very talented tattoo artist here in LA. She did this one for me. And she had done my two hip ones, which are very hard to see. But just think of cyber, sigilism, magical girl. Like, it's just very cutesy.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Taju, he did the Glep. And then on the other hand, I have an original character I drew. This is, like, me.
Aww.
I made myself into, like, a cute little monkey girl because mm-hmm. I love monkeys. They are literally the cutest freaking animals ever, especially spider monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're so adorable.
They are. They are. I agree.
But
and that's Pikmin?
Yes, that is Pikmin. My friend Taju, he specializes in low poly as well. So I got a low poly Pikmin because I fucking love Pikmin.
Nice.
And I was really excited to see a lot of Pikmin merch at San Diego Comic-Con too. So
yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is solidified for me. And then I think over here I have Palestine, which is my home country. I'm Palestinian, so I have to get that tatted on me.
Mm-hmm.
Leg here, I have a cunty diva cat. She's so
cunty
divalicious.
Diva cat.
So think
love
of
her.
The white cat from Tom and Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Like the really cunty
yeah.
girl one.
Mm-hmm.
Her, but she has like a boa on, smoking a cigarette, drinking a martini.
Gotcha.
That is her.
Yeah. Good vibes.
I got this tattoo in Japan, and it is a cute like yin and yang cat shaped into a heart.
Because
it reminds me of my kitties.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ragdoll who's a flame point. And then I have Ketopi, who is a tuxedo. So it's like black and white cats. And they're so cute.
Nice.
Mudang.
Mudang.
I have Mudang tatted on me. My friend Taju as well did that one. Very coquette Mudang. She has like a cute little bow on her
cute.
Head.
I
just
love that.
People are like, okay, I get it. They're like, oh, she's done. Mudang is done. I love her and I will always like solidify that I'm a fan of Mudang. I don't care if she's getting bigger. She's an animal and she's gonna get big and she's still cute to me and I don't care. I get that people like to, they like to grab onto things when they're still babies and they're like, oh, this is like the cutest thing ever. And then when they grow up, they just toss them away. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I love Mudang forever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. So
that's the beauty of art and tattoos and stuff. You get whatever you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, if you want it to be like, just for fun and whatever you like and just a remnants of like your personality,
mm-hmm.
you can.
Yeah. And like people will be like, oh, that's going to be on you forever. You're going to be in a retirement home.
Good.
With like a weird tattoo. I'm like, okay.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. What's wrong with me being old and
that's
having like all
right.
this brain rot tatted
exactly.
on me?
Exactly. It's whatever you want to do.
Yeah. If
yeah.
I want to get the Roblox man face tatted on me, I'll get the Roblox man face
all
tatted
over,
on me.
All over.
Literally.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Just the same thing.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And that's just, again, the beauty of it. And
mm-hmm.
like when I moved to LA, I started becoming friends with a bunch of tattoo artists.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so fun to hear like their stories of like what people have gotten, because obviously mm-hmm. tattoos are just like immortalizing whatever you are interested in, or like right. a family member or a pet. So I just think it's so beautiful that you can get something permanent on your body, and if you don't like it in the future, you can just get it covered up, or mm-hmm. you can just get it like laser removed. But I think being silly and getting silly things on you, and even if it's permanent, I feel like it's just still fun.
Yeah,
you know, like it's not gonna hurt anybody, and I like to do it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it is a little spontaneous sometimes. I'll like wake up one morning and text my friends that, and be like, hey guys, wouldn't it be so silly goofy if I get this tatted? And they're like, oh, think about it for 24 hours.
Right, like, right.
Okay, 24 minutes pass. No, I still want to get
no,
it.
No, I'm getting like, it.
I think yeah. I'm going to get it. But yeah.
As is your right, I think.
I like them. And I have three more actually. I have the Spear of Longinus, like all like the back of this leg from mm-hmm. Evangelion.
Nice.
I freaking love Eva, so uh-huh, I had to get this. Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Love.
I have the Human Transmutation Circle on the other leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, I have a Sukuna Tramp Stamp.
Fuck yeah. I love that. Stop. I love that so much.
I forget oh my God, it's that there sometimes. Fucking rocks. So when I wear a cosplay and it's like a little wasted and I turn around and people are like,
that's so cool. I love that. Like, that's my favorite one that you just said.
You got
said.
This guy tatted on you. And I'm like, okay, hell and yeah, he's sexy.
Brother.
Okay. It's like the same thing that's where awesome. It's like, you support Aaron Yeager and like, are you a Yeagerist? And I'm like, I'm not going to answer that. Second of all, he's fine as fuck. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
I would like to circle back to you, if evil, why hot?
Exactly. Sukuna, Toji, and Aaron Yeager. Oh.
Right. Well, I have many questions. I'll start with you drew some of your own tattoo designs, mm-hmm. right? Did you do art before?
Yes.
Okay.
I was an art student for 2.5 years. So I graduated high school when I was 15.
Wow.
So
wait, how did you do that?
I skipped a few grades growing up because they would tell my mom and dad like, hey, she's like two levels ahead of all of like her peers.
This is ADHD.
You need to like, we need to move her because she's not going to uh-huh. go anywhere in right. this level. So I skipped grades growing up. And mm-hmm. then for high school, my mom was like, y'all are going to be homeschooled, because the high school I was originally supposed to go to was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a shooting that happened there. And then like one year, like they had done like their senior prank was filling water balloons with bleach and throwing them on each other. So my mom was like very wow. helicopter, like very like, I'm going to protect my kids. So mm-hmm. she was like, you guys are going to be homeschooled for high school. Because mm-hmm. I was in the same grade because I skipped a lot with my older sister.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, I was really grateful for it because I was bullied in middle school. So it was like, okay, good. I don't have to be with the same people that mm-hmm. bullied me.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished high school in like a year because it was like your own pace. So I like did all the work. I took no breaks. I literally spent whole summer still studying, still doing my classwork and taking tests.
Mm-hmm.
Finished in a year, got my high school diploma at 15, started uni at 15 going 16.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And obviously like I always drew. I liked anime. I was so like my Facebook was full of anime posts. Mm-hmm. Like that was how it was like. And I remember Google Plus was a thing
uh-huh.
and my Google Plus feed was also full of anime.
Oh my God, I haven't thought about Google Plus in yeah. years.
I just recently remembered it cuz I was going through my Google and I was like, "Wait a minute, these are like old screenshots from my Google Plus like feed cuz I would send wow. it to my friends like in middle school." So
that's crazy. You just opened up a part of my brain I forgot existed.
Pandora's box. I wow. was like, what the fuck? I forgot this existed. Bring back Same. Google Plus. It was kind of great.
Bring back Google Plus.
Yeah.
Actually.
Like, it was so good. It was so like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
But no, I was like 16 and I was like, I love anime. I'm going to do animation. And my dream was also to go to Cal Arts because a lot of great animators had been like, they'd gone there, they're alumni, they'd graduated, and now they're doing great things.
Mm-hmm.
And a series I was super into was Gravity Falls as well.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. Alex Hirsch went to Cal Arts. So I talked to my parents, and again, Arab, Middle Eastern parents, they're like, we want you to be a doctor. No, engineer. No,
yeah.
lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, mama, bubble, please. Like, I really want to do art. And they're like, okay, you know what? We'll let you do it.
Okay.
So I did animation for 2.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, fuck. again, 18, 19 at this point. And my parents had sat me down and were like, okay, we thought you were going to quit a year in.
They were like waiting for you to be, it's not phase, mom.
Yeah, they were really like, she'll get bored of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, inevitably she'll like realize how expensive this major is.
Yeah.
Because I'd go to Joann's and Michael's, I'd spend like $600.
Right, right.
Every time. So they were like, okay, Tyler, we know that you really want to like do this, but one, there are no good jobs in Texas. Because again, my parents really wanted me to stay in Texas, get a job in Texas, like be with the family. They're like, there's no good animation schools in Texas. There's no good animation jobs in Texas. We know you want to go to California. We know you want to go back. And I was like, oh, fuck, I've been found out. So I switched my major to broadcasting. So like
Mass communications?
Yep. So I have a bachelor's in mass communications and broadcasting and journalism. So I
also have a major in mass communications, but I did advertising.
Hell yeah. Okay. Yeah, because
a lot of us do, actually. Mass comm is pretty common in cosplay, I have realized, ever since I started this.
I didn't know that. I literally, like, because again, I just recently started getting to, like, know people and other cosplayers. So it's so fun to, like, figure out what they do outside of cosplay, if they have a job. Or, like, they'll be like, yeah, like, content creation and cosplay is, like, my full-time job, but I have a degree in, like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you could be a doctor, but you're sewing cosplays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm basically doing the same thing, except it kind of lines with mass communications. I feel like being in cosplay or like getting into cosplay and content creation, you start to realize a lot of the things that you've done in school kind of align with what you're doing right now.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's helped me a lot. I feel like it's really helped me talk to people, like learning how to like – present myself in front of people, especially like guesting and doing panels.
Yes.
Like I remember having to, like there was a, I don't know if you have guested as well, but Nishi Fest.
Yeah.
I remember the first Nishi Fest that I guested, I had to go on stage with like Stella and everybody, and we were all on stage and I was just kind of like, okay, lock in. And I don't know how I breezed through it. It was like honestly still nerve-wracking, but I feel like learning from like doing broadcasting and stuff was like, okay, put on your news anchor voice and pretend or like come off to the crowd that you know what you're talking about, which you really don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, for real, take my advice.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Doing advertising, I was just talking about this earlier today. I was doing commercials, like storyboarding commercials, like creative advertising. So like coming up with creative campaigns for like ads and stuff. And I definitely use that in cosplay. Yeah. Like I do cosplay full time now ever since 2018. And I use everything that I learned in school, I would say.
No, and that's like great too, because it's such like, I honestly, to me, I love it like when you're able to take things that you thought like at the time, like, oh, I'm not going to use this. And then randomly one day, like the most random scenario could happen and you're like, fuck, I know how to like get through this because I did this when I was like studying or like when I was working in this field.
What would you say is like what are the main things that you took away from your degree in broadcasting and now you use today doing cosplay and streaming and things?
I feel like doing panels really helped because, again, I'm introverted. Like I'm fully introverted. I have figured out how to mask really well as because of my degree. So being in front of a camera also like comes naturally, where it's like when I first started content, I was still like an art student. So I was, you could tell I was shy. You could tell I was nervous and I couldn't understand like how this works, like portraying yourself online or just portraying yourself to a mass of people. So getting into like changing my degree and like or my major and then going into broadcasting really opened my eyes to how to like act naturally in front of a camera and then how to speak to people and mask without like, because I feel like people think like, oh, if you're masking, you're faking. But I'm like, no, honestly, like I'm still me.
Yeah.
But masking really helps a lot. And then being in that field, it's like you have to learn how to mask.
Yeah.
Especially because I really wanted to be a news anchor. And that has always been my dream. So it was like, okay, like I can immediately switch my tone and my face and like really like portray myself to be more presentable in front of a camera than to like, because again, when I first started doing content, I would kind of like look dumb or like be really nervous and mm-hmm. not know what I'm going to say, stumble over my words.
Mm-hmm.
And that also helped too with like script reading and like really learning how to like read a script, easily pick it up, and then remember it. Like
mm-hmm.
that was the thing I didn't know like I could master until I started like doing my major and like mm-hmm. graduating. And sadly, I haven't worked with my degree because I was still doing content like when I graduated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe one day, maybe one day.
Yeah, but you always have it, right?
Yeah.
If in case you ever want to switch or mm-hmm. get an opportunity to like merge the two, like you
exactly.
always have like, that in your pocket.
I thought about it too, where it's like, oh, anime news would be so fun. But
I was just about to pitch that to you.
Yeah,
I
like,
think
oh
that
my
that'd
God,
be so
do the
fun.
Weather, be the weather girl, but as like Tatsumaki, because
yes.
she's a little tornado.
Yes.
But
I love this. It's
yeah.
a good idea.
Maybe. No one steal that. I'm patenting it right now. But yeah,
awesome.
No, it's I think it's really great. And I will always tell my friends, like, if you are still young, if you feel like you don't need school, then don't force yourself to. But I feel like it's always good to have like a backup.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people be like, oh, I have followers, I don't need school, I'm gonna drop out. And
yeah.
I'm like, it could work for you.
Mm-hmm.
But also there's a possibility it can't. So just always keep that on the side,
yeah.
just in case, because you
right.
never, you never know. Like
right.
maybe social media will one day be wiped off the face of the planet, and
right.
you have nothing.
Right.
So
totally, exactly.
So lock
I
in.
Totally agree. I totally agree. Well, take me then on through how you started cosplay
mm.
and your first time cosplaying and what that was like.
Oh God. again, my favorite anime of all time is Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first anime I watched that I knew, like, I knew it was, like, anime. This was Japanese
mm-hmm.
animation, not just, like, oh, fancy cartoons. Like,
yeah, and it's crazy that your aunt was, like, showing you anime.
Yeah,
I don't think I've
couldn't
ever
process it was anime. She
right,
knew.
Right, right.
Because she had manga, like, a wall full of manga.
That's crazy.
And, like, she was so into
That's
it.
That's so cool.
But I was still really young, so
mm-hmm.
I didn't, like, understand. I was like, ooh,
mm-hmm.
fancy schmancy cartoons with, like,
yeah,
really
yeah,
cool
yeah.
fight scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, like, Full Metal was the first one I watched that I was like, oh, this is Japanese animation.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, my first cosplay was Winry Rockwell
hey,
from
uh-huh.
Full Metal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 15 years old. It was my first convention. Actually, I think I was 14. 14, 15, and it was anime, it was ACON in Texas.
In Texas. Mm-hmm.
So actually, no, I was 16. So it was ACON in Texas. It was a closet cosplay. I had literally gotten everything out of my closet, and I went through my mom's closet, too. Because
mm-hmm.
Winry has a bandana, and my mom wears the hijab. So I just went through her scarves, and I had, like, stolen this green one. And I walked out, and my mom was taking photos. Because obviously she was like, my mom and dad were very supportive of
mm-hmm.
me. And obviously because I was, they were able to allow me to cosplay because I did it modestly at the time as well. Because I was like a practicing Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom is like taking photos. She's like, oh my God, you're so cute. I'm going to put this on Facebook. Wait a minute. And
is that what I think
like,
it is?
Is that my scarf? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, you better return that when you're done.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I will. And I don't think I ever returned it because I needed it for the cosplay.
That's
so
true.
I just kept it with the cosplay. I folded it in and I forgot to give it to her.
That's funny.
But yeah, no, Full Metal was really like the stepping stone for me to get into cosplay. Because after
mm-hmm.
I did a closet cosplay of Winry, I started to really fall in love with turning myself into the character.
Because mm-hmm.
my first convention, my first time cosplaying, I had found other Full Metal cosplayers and we were all taking photos. Like someone was cosplaying Hughes and he had like a photo of his like Hughes's daughter, like and Hughes like in his wallet to like
mm-hmm.
pose with. Someone was Envy. And it was just so weird because I was like, wow, these people also like Full Metal. Oh my God, they're also dressed
mm-hmm.
like Full Metal Alchemist characters. Like I'm not alone because oh my God, I was so nervous. Like
yeah.
as a teenager, I was bullied. I didn't really have like friends that also really liked this, and I was
mm-hmm.
in Texas,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't know there was a community like back in like 2016, like that also liked this, and like
right.
it was a big community too, because I think ACON at the time was the biggest one in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what really catapulted me into it, and I was like, I think I really want to start doing this more.
Yeah,
and then started
it's addicting.
Building it. Yeah, it is. It's like a tattoo. You
mm-hmm.
start, you do one, and then you want to get more.
Yeah.
And that's how it was with Winry. It was like, I think I want to start like getting into cosplay. Like, fuck it. And
it
I bought a bunch of like cosplays off of Amazon and like AliExpress. And mm-hmm. were they good in quality? No.
No.
But did I have fun?
Yes.
And I think that's all that mattered was just like,
definitely.
I didn't care what people thought of like how I looked like, if I looked like the character or not. I just had fun because I was like, oh my God, like if I want to be Rem and Ram, I could be Rem and Ram. If I want to be Shego from Kim Possible, I can be Shego.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really care at the time. Again, childlike whimsy and like wonder. Mm-hmm. I didn't care at the time what people thought about me. I didn't care how I was portrayed. I was like, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how I feel. Like
right.
I feel great. I look great. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So now I still do it. And I still obviously like love the art. And I feel like that's another thing that I've always liked about cosplay. It's just always like something new.
Mm-hmm.
And you never get bored of it. And I feel like there obviously like there are reasons people quit cosplay. But for me, it's like I always just see like K-pop Demon Hunters, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, oh God, I want to cosplay that. So I just start making the cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so fun.
Yeah.
It's like so, your friend could be like, hey, I really like this show and I like, really want to cosplay or like I want to do a costume for it for Halloween. But like I don't know where to get it. And I'm like, oh,
I got
say
you.
Less.
Yeah.
Say less. Let me measure you real quick.
Yeah.
So I think it's great.
I do too. And then that's the perfect segue, because I wanted to ask if you are making all of your costumes or some of your costumes, or like what would you say your top cosplay skills are?
For me, I try my best. I feel like ever since I moved, it's been mm-hmm. harder to make cosplays.
It's a lot of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's because I'm still like adding things to my apartment and whatever. So I have a very good mix of things that have been bought, things that have been upcycled, and things mm-hmm. that I've made from scratch.
Yeah.
And I feel like I kind of excel in like making cosplays like more when it's like upcycling than mm-hmm. it buys like from scratch, because
I do too. I'll say.
I feel like when you make a cosplay from scratch, which is like amazing, like I really want to hone my skills in that more,
mm-hmm.
but God, I love upcycling because I can just go to the thrift store, go to the fabric store and just like turn something that was, you know, something I didn't really like and was like, oh, like, but the color is literally perfect for like Nell from like Bleach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just turn it into that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also recycling, which is what I also really like and mm-hmm. why I prefer upcycling, because you're just, again, you're not wasting any like, again, people will throw things in landfills. Like, obviously, things that don't get bought at, like, a thrift store will get thrown away. And mm-hmm. I can just give them a second life and I can give them love and support, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you watch, like, Gachi Akuta, it's kind of like their treasured possession. Like, if you give it enough love and you take care of it, they will help you in the future. Like, they'll turn into weapons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel with these cosplays and, like, upcycling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
like, I give them a second life and I love them. And
totally.
They'll save me one day when the mm-hmm. end of the world happens.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I agree. I love that. It's so satisfying
to
upcycle something or use it in
Props,
that way.
Props, though, I feel like I did really well making props growing up when I was younger, because, like, I was inhaling everything and I didn't care. I was like, I don't care if I get lung cancer, guys.
Same. We all did that, I think.
Yeah,
we're all going to pay for it eventually, probably.
In the future, I'm going to go to the doctor and be like, you have 12 different cancers.
I'm like, you have 5% lung capacity, actually.
Like, how much E6000 glue have you been inhaling? And I'm like, oh, sir, don't worry about that. But props, I feel like I don't do as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sewing, upcycling, doing things like that, like really getting handsy with like making like clothing
mm-hmm.
is way easier for me than like making a prop.
Mm-hmm.
But I still love making props because it's mm-hmm. so fun. It feels like adult Play-Doh sometimes when you get like air dry clay and you start molding something to like go into like this really – like you start molding intricate little like – statues to put on a sword, you
mm-hmm,
know? And
mm-hmm.
it's like no one really cares about these fine details, but like I do, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then like it gets annoying when you do that and then like it starts falling apart.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And I give up.
I get it. I do. It's a lot of people don't realize how time consuming and expensive of a hobby and a job cosplay is.
It's so expensive. It's I feel like it's obviously gotten more expensive because of inflation and stuff. And now, like, tariffs and whatever. Like, God. But it's still fun. And I feel like it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's expensive. Tax write-off. It's expensive. But, you know, you're learning new things. And I feel like people will be like, oh, like, I would want to get into it. But, like, it is a really expensive hobby. But I also, like, want to show and tell people, like, you can make it inexpensive. And that's why I really mm-hmm. like the idea of, like, closet cosplays and upcycling. And I've seen people make, like, paper wigs and stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm like, God, people are so talented and know how to do crazy shit without having to, like, break the bank. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of kids out there, like, want to get started into cosplay. And they're, like, baby cosplayers. And I just, like, want them to know, like, don't compare yourself to other cosplayers mm-hmm. and don't think like, oh, my cosplay isn't good enough because it's not expensive compared to this cosplayer who spent like $1,200 on their cosplay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it's mm-hmm. like, no, you're doing so well. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a perfect cosplay as long as you like your cosplay and you're happy with it and you're proud of it.
Fun.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I feel like comparison is the thief of joy and you shouldn't be doing that.
Absolutely. And it honestly, no one talks about how tough comparison is with any social media or entertainment mm-hmm. job. Is something that you have to constantly be like working on, I think.
Yeah. That is definitely one I feel like also like for women, especially too. Like I already like compare myself a lot like to other people even now because, you know, growing up, I was bullied. I was bullied for my looks. So I would put myself down a lot, especially like when I started cosplaying. Obviously now it's like not as bad, but starting out it was. It was mm-hmm. like, I'm never gonna make it big. Like, I have all these followers, but, like, these people are so much more, like, better looking than me, and their skills are so much better than mine. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what pushed me back, too, was, like, I wasn't working on these things. I was, like, just comparing myself and giving up mm-hmm. even before I started.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I was, like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to get up. I'm going to try my hardest. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, now I don't really compare myself, like, at least, like, physically to anybody. Like sometimes mm-hmm. yes, cosplays, I'll be like, oh god, their cosplay is so much better than mine, oh my goodness, I gotta start over. But at least like in physical appearance, it's not as bad anymore, which I'm very happy about. That's and good. I feel like a lot of young women will compare themselves to other people, especially mm-hmm. now, like with the rise of just like sexy culture where it's like yeah. oh god, like I have to have like no waist, big tits, big ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you are perfect just the way you are. And honestly, like, if you want to work out for yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't work out for others.
Right.
If you want to, like, get a boob job for yourself, mm-hmm. not for others.
Right.
Like, if it makes you happy, then do it. Just right. make sure it doesn't, one, harm you, and mm-hmm. two, like, you're in a healthy mindset. Like,
yeah.
And exactly. therapy also helps a lot, so.
Yes. Yes. Plus one for therapy.
Plus one for always therapy. Shout therapy. Out to my therapist.
Yeah. Well, what is, would you say, your top skill that you have in cosplay? If it's upcycling, what is your tip that you, like, would give to the audience?
Oh, my God. YouTube is your best friend. Literally. I swear to God, I did not know how to sew. I did not know how to do anything. Mm-hmm. And I just went on YouTube, and I just started watching videos and started practicing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wait. It's actually so much easier because I know a lot of people are visual learners, which is a thing that I, like, have to deal with. I'm, like, literally a visual learner.
So am I.
So
absolutely.
If I watch a video, I'll be able to, like, process it and take it. So if you are confused on what to do about anything, mm-hmm. sewing, prop making, wig styling, mm-hmm. YouTube was my best friend.
There's a tutorial out there
literally,
somewhere.
Like, I was working on Riku from Final Fantasy. I'd never, like, done a wig like that before. YouTube searched it up, and there is an old 16-year-old fucking video yeah. on YouTube about mm-hmm. how to do Riku's wig. And
everything's on YouTube or TikTok, I feel.
Yeah, my car battery broke down or, like, broke or, like, didn't – like, it just wasn't working anymore. I did not know how to replace this car battery. I did not know – I didn't want to call the tow. I didn't want to do anything. I went on TikTok and I figured out how to remove my car battery uh-huh. from TikTok.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Literally everything's online.
It's a great tip. It's a super good tip. Well, thank you so much for being here. I feel like I could talk to you forever and ever and ever.
Sorry, I'm like a yapaholic. I yap about everything.
No, that is what this is for. So
hell yeah.
We're yapping. Is there anything that you are looking forward to any cons or projects or events or anything coming up for you?
I have a very fun announcement coming soon. I do voice acting on the side, so I have a really cool game I am voice acting for that I'm so excited to announce soon. So keep an eye out. But
yay,
that is about it. Thank you so much for having me. I go by Rex_Chu_Tala on Instagram, which is like my main page, and then Rex_Chu_Octomush on TikTok and YouTube. So that's about it.
Yay! Well, I'm excited to see your game announcement. Yay. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that you're here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for sitting down and talking with me. How long have you been voice acting, and what is your favorite character type that you like to voice, and what do you get cast as the most?
Ooh, okay.